it's now my honor to introduce Svatopluk Němeček, the Minister for Health of the Czech Republic, who will greet us and give us some thoughts about how we should be moving in this direction. Minister.
Dear ladies and gentlemen, dear friends and colleagues, first of all, let me thank you for the honor given to me by the opportunity to address such an important meeting of excellent scientists, researchers, journalists, business persons, and opinion makers. I appreciate it deeply. I also want to thank the organizers for the very idea to hold this conference on the eve of ANGAS 2016, where I will be representing my country. I understand this conference is important for the United States, given the current wave of legalization of cannabis and products based on cannabis for recreational purposes, and given the torrent of US states that have legalized cannabis for medical purposes. However, this is important not only for US. There is, let's say, a bit of global embarrassment regarding the legalization of so-called recreational cannabis, and I share it to a certain extent. As a Minister of Health of my country, I do not feel we have managed to minimize the harms of alcohol and tobacco use so far, and I wonder if we really can make it with cannabis as yet another legal drug. However, it is clear that states and countries that have decided to legalize cannabis will do so. There are not only the US, everybody here knows the mixed legal and illegal model of the Kingdom of Netherlands that is as much as 40 years old. The Eastern Republic of Uruguay launched full legalization of cannabis 2 years ago, and now Canada, the second largest country in the world, announced its plan to do so too. As much as I can tell you from the politician's point of view, this is serious, and it should be evaluated seriously so the rest of the world can learn from the evaluations of these experimental pilot models and reflect it in their own cannabis policies. Thus, for me, the science that would monitor, analyze, and report on these experiments, it is of utmost importance. Let me tell you that it may be more important for me than for some other politicians. The Czech Republic has a long record of drug policy that is fundamentally steered by science. Every single change in Czech drug policy that we have undertaken has been evaluated independently by scientific research, and the findings were debated by Czech governments, regardless if they were politically rightish or leftish. Frankly, I'm kind of proud on it. It was the science that started the process of legalization of medical cannabis in my country. I have to admit that previous governments needed some kick from the civil society. To understand that to make the medical cannabis available to patients and to include it into medical curricula is the only way. How to pull ill and desperate people from the criminal market and from the threat of criminalization. However, I am not ashamed with it. It is why a non-governmental sector is part of democratic societies. Actually, I am happy with it. United States have their Americans for Safe Access. Czech Republic has its COPAC, both patients' organizations that are constantly reminding politicians that there is a problem with human rights of patient and with law and bylaws not fully responding to scientific knowledge timely. The aquarium of everyday politics is wild and very much absorbed with itself. It is NGOs like ASA and COPAC that make us to look and reach into the real world. As the Czech Minister of Health, I am proud the USA and Czech Republic have allied in medical cannabis science recently. Since December 2015, Prague is hosting the International Cannabis and Cannabinoids Institute, bringing together Czech scientists in medical cannabis, a scientific area of long tradition in my country, with significant US investments to support the basic and clinical research and other scientific efforts in medical cannabis and cannabinoids using the cutting-edge Czech research infrastructure. For me, there is no more question if to legalize and research medical cannabis. It is a part of mainstream medical science already and one of the most promising medical research areas. Now, the drug policy science faces another challenge. It is independent, reliable science only that should steer countries in their political decision if to follow the trends of liberalization of cannabis control or not, and if so, how to do it so that the welfare of their citizens is improved and not worsened. You probably understand that I will carefully observe the studies and analysis that would be presenting during this important conference, and that I will do my best to reflect it in the policy of my country and in the global drug control policy as well. I firmly believe that the democratic policy should be massively informed by science. Not really driven by science, because policy and politics are somehow more complex than science. I'm not joking. Sometimes I advise scientists to clear rules and ethics they can stick to. This is why I appreciate so much the opportunity to be here with you and ask you for more of the science, more of the science sound analysis, and more of using the language that would be both scientifically correct and understandable for interested layperson like myself. Sadly, I cannot stay at your fascinating conference for too long, by far not as long as I would wish to. However, there is a Czech presence staying here, and I will be briefed by them, I promise. I wish you success with your conference, and I thank you for your kind attention.